Employers don't want people whining and complaining.
他们不想找那些爱抱怨的，整天怨声冲天的人。
And then Marissa gave several examples of this.
然后我们可以看一些例子。
Omida Dariani, who is the CEO of Online Performers.
奥梅德·达里安尼，他是一个公司的首席执行官。
She said that when she walks into the office, that office is set on fire with excitement because she's there.
她写到每次当她去到办公室的时候，她都满怀兴奋，满怀激情。
When she goes out to corporations, people want to meet with her and talk to her because she's so positive.
当她走出办公室的时候，走向人群的时候，似乎每个人都想和她说话，因为她非常有感染力，非常正面积极。
Steve Aldrich, who is the chief production officer at GoDaddy.
Steven 奥尔德里奇，他是一个叫 GoDaddy 的一个公司的首席产品官。
He expressed his thanks even for the failures in his life because he learned so much from those failures.
他对他生命当中、人生当中所遇到的那些失败、那些挫折非常的感恩，因为那些失败让他学会了、成长了很多。
So from new software companies to old institutional corporations, gratitude is absolutely essential.
所以从无论是新兴的这些软件公司，还是以前比较老牌的这样的一些机构，感恩都是这些雇主们、这些经理人们所寻找的一个申请人的一些特质。
Former CEO of Campbell's Soup, Doug Cossen.
这个有个公司叫坎贝尔汤，他的这个前首席执行官叫道格·克南特，他曾经提到
，He wrote 30,000 handwritten thank you notes to his employees。
他曾经向他的雇员们亲自用手写写过30,000多张这样的一个感谢的卡。
Today I thought we would do an experiment。
所以我们今天在这里要做一个实验。
Just to see if this whole thing of thankfulness makes a difference.
我们来看看这个关于这感恩的心会不会在我们的生活当中在此刻会有一个不一样。
So in the experiment, we're going to divide this church into two groups.
这个实验会把在座的每一位会分成两组。
The people on my left.
坐在我左手边的人。
I want you.When I say go, to greet people around you and start complaining.
我邀请你们向你们周围的人彼此问安，但是这个问安当中呢，需要有一些抱怨的成分。
You can complain about the weather.
你可以抱怨。
Your health.
天气。
You complain if you're single that you don't have a spouse.
你可以抱怨你还单身。
If you're married, you can complain that you have a spouse.
你如果你已婚，你可以抱怨你竟然有现在这样的一个配偶。
But your mission during this time of greeting is to complain.
但是这个任务就是在当你彼此问安的时候，一定要有抱怨的成分在里面。
The people on my right.
那坐在我右手边的人。
I would like you to greet the people around you with gratitude.
所以我希望你们也彼此问安，但是在问安当中要有一些感恩的成分在里面。
Express something that you're thankful for.
表达一些你所感恩的事项。
And that could be anything in your life.
可以是任何事情。
And you can even just be thankful for meeting a new person.
可以说很高兴认识一个新的人。
You can say thank you that you're greeting me today because you're beautiful.
谢谢你，你今天跟我打招呼，因为你很漂亮。
So what I'd like to do is have you complain and be grateful.
所以我希望你们在这个实验当中做，就是左边的人要抱怨，右边的人要感恩。
I'd like you to greet 5 people.
所以我希望你们去跟五个人打招呼，彼此问安。
Ready?
大家准备好了吗
？Go! Everybody stand up.
大家行动起来。
I'll bless you. Thanks for doing the translation. All right, if we could get done with our blessings and our complaints.
好，如果你们做完了抱怨或者感恩，请大家回到自己的座位上。
All right, well, let's see how this experiment worked.
让我们来看一下这个实验告诉我们什么。
How many of you on the complaining side feel more alive and more vibrant right now?
在我左手边的人，当你们彼此问安的时候，有抱怨的成分当中，相比于你们问安之前，有多少人更加的有活力，有更加的这样的有生机力，更加的贴近神呢？请你举手。
Is there anybody? Raise your hand if you feel more alive, more vibrant.
如果你觉得你更加有活力了，然后请你举手。
Nobody.
Oh.
On this side, how many of you feel more alive and more vibrant?
在右边的有多少人觉得更加有活力了？
Wow. How many on this side wish that you were on this side?
有多少人坐在左边的希望你们坐在右边？
Yeah, that's great. That makes my point.
那就达到了我的目的。
We need to realize that God has blessed us with so many blessings.
我们需要意识到，神在我们生活当中有太多太多的恩典。
And we're going to learn this from a church that was in Thessalonica.
我们将要在这个信息当中，在这个。圣经当中一个教会当中去再次的去 看这一点。
You can see Thessalonica on the left side of this with a push pin.
大家可以看到这个红点像大头针一样指示的这个教会叫帖撒罗尼迦教会。
It was a port city.
它是一个海路的城市。
It was also the main route of trade between the east and the west.
它是一个连接东西两乡的这样的一个交通要塞的一个城市。
It was a cultured city.
它是一个充满文化历史文化的一个城市。
Here is their theater.
I'm sorry.
This is the theater where they put on plays and the arts.
这是一个圆形的剧院。
This city was very much like Stanford.
这个地方就很像我们今天的一个比较繁华的 Stanford 这个城市。
There's about 200,000 people. That's a little bit more than Stanford.
它当时帖撒罗尼迦这个城市大概有20万人左右。
But it had a lot of business people.
但是其中有很多的商人。
And people that were well educated.
其中的人都受很高的文化教育。
And Paul was only there for 3 weeks.
保罗在那个地方只待了三周。
By the end of those 3 weeks, he achieved something that I have never been able to achieve in my life.
三周之后，他达成了一个目标，是我这辈子都没有达成的。
During his third week of preaching there,
在那里传道第三周
，he started a riot.
他在引起了一场暴动。
I've never started a riot.
我从来没有引起暴动。
I put people to sleep.
我常常让人们在我的讲道当中睡着。
But I want to start a riot one day.
但我一定会有一天会引起一场暴动。
So Paul had to leave.
所以三周之后，保罗必须离开那个城市。
And now he's writing a letter back to these folks.
所以帖撒罗尼迦这两封书信，它的背景其实是当他离开，他再次写信回去这个教会。
Instructing them on how to live the Christian life.
这封信当中嘱咐当地教会的人如何的来生活，活出信仰。
And I love the simplicity of Paul.
我非常喜欢保罗他的简洁明了。
Because you can summarize this in just 3 verses.
因为他将他的嘱咐就非常简化、非常浓缩的成三个非常短的一个经文。
Could you read that?
Sure. 帖撒罗尼迦前书5:16-18写道：要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
If you want to memorize 3 verses, these are the easiest ones in the Bible to memorize.
如果你们想记一些、背诵一些经文，这是大概是圣经当中最简单的几节经文。
But these verses contain simple instructions on how to live a victorious life.
这几节经文当中包含了怎样能够过一个得胜的生活、一个荣耀的生活里面那个要素。
So we're going to look at these 3 instructions.
所以我们今天要看看细看一下这三个元素。
The first is to rejoice always.
第一个就是常常喜乐。
Now what does this mean?
大家觉得要常常喜乐是什么意思呢？
Does this mean you have to always have a smile on your face?
是不是意味着你的脸上常常要挂着
Just
笑容？
Jumping around life.
然后像一个很开心的、很积极乐观的一个老虎，到处乐颠颠的。
That's Tigger.
这是这个动画形象。
Do we have to be like Tigger?
我们是不是需要像这个老虎一样呢？
I had a friend that thought that.
我有个朋友大概就是这么想的。
And he had great difficulties in his life.
他在他人生当中遇到很大的困难。
And I'd ask him, how are you doing?
然后有一天我遇到他，我问他，你最近好吗？
He'd say, praise the Lord.
他说感谢主。
Everything's great.
他说一切都很好。
And I knew it wasn't.
然后我心里暗想，真的吗？
Is that what we need to do?
这是我们需要做的吗？
Well, rejoice evermore does not match up with the life of Jesus and Paul.
如果刚刚所说的这样的一个心态，即使遇到困难也要强说，我很喜乐的话，这样的状态跟无论是耶稣还是保罗都有点大相径庭。
Jesus said in John 11:35, it says he wept.
圣经当中在约翰福音十一章三十五节，当时拉撒路事件当中说到耶稣哭了。
Hebrews says that Jesus prayed with loud crying and tears.
希伯来书五章七节当中讲到耶稣当时大声哀哭，流泪祷告。
The Apostle Paul said that he was sorrowful and yet always rejoicing.
哥林多后书六章十节提到保罗当时似乎忧愁，却是常常喜乐的。
And then he said, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep.
罗马书十二章十五节当中说到与喜乐的人要同乐，与哀哭的人要同哭。
Notice he didn't say those who are weeping change it to rejoicing.
注意，大家注意一下，经文当中没有说遇到哀哭的人要勒令他们停止，让他们要开始喜乐。
So we understand that in our lives, for us to be healthy, we need to have an understanding of our problems.
所以在我们的人生当中，我们需要意识到，需要接受，当我们的人生当中遇到困难的时候。
Yet at the same time, have a joyful heart.
我们不需要去掩藏我们的感受，我们的情绪，但是我们心里仍然是喜乐的。
And I think that's what Jesus said when he said,Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad.
在马太福音五章十一到十二节，当时登山宝训当中，耶稣曾经说过：“人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐。”
It's also said in James, consider it all joy.When you encounter various trials.
在雅各书一章二到三节当中也说到，我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
So rejoice always doesn't mean pretend everything's fine.
所以要常常喜乐，并不意味着我们要假装，我们要伪装，我们很喜乐。
It doesn't mean that we live on massive doses of denial.
我们并不是说我们要在我们的人生，我们的脸上要装一个伪装的面具。
What we are going to rejoice in is not the process, but the product that it's producing.
我们喜乐的原因不是因为我们所经历的，而是喜乐，而是在乎盼望那经过那些困难之后的一个结果。
See, God is much more concerned with your character than your comfort.
所以神更加在乎的是你的品格，而不是在你当下。你的感受。
He wants us to grow up to be like Christ.
所以他其实更希望我们的品格，我们的所事更像耶稣基督。
So we can find ourselves in times of difficulties.
所以我们可以接纳自己，我们可以认识自己，特别是在那些艰难困苦当中。
But because of our faith, we can say, I'm going to rejoice even in my trial.
所以因为我们有这样的信念，我们有这样的信仰，所以我们即使在百般试炼中、困苦当中，我们仍然有盼望，仍然会喜乐。
So how do we do this?
所以怎么样才能做到呢？
Well, it starts with daily focusing on a place.
第一要点就是我们需要每天聚焦在一个地方。
We who trust Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior are in Christ.
我们相信我们的救主耶稣基督的人是我们的身份是在基督里。
That's our place.
这就是我们
I am in Christ right now.
所以我们的身份就是在基督里。
And Ephesians chapter 1 lists all of the benefits of being in Christ.
在以弗所书第一章当中描述了有一张清单描述了我们在基督里的各样的福气。
It says that because I'm in Christ, I have been chosen by God to be part of his family.
里面提到因为我是在基督里所以我被收纳进神的家中。
That he has redeemed me.
他救赎了我。
He has forgiven me.
他赦免了我。
He has sealed me with the Holy Spirit.
他在我身上有圣灵的印记。
He has told me a kingdom secret.
他告诉我天国的一个奥秘。
He has included me in his will.
他把我写在他的旨意当中。
Now what's your problem?
那你的问题是什么呢？
See, we have, because of our place, the problems of earth are so small.
因为有这样的一个认识，知道我们自己的身份，我们可能看那些困难就不再那么巨大。
Our second step on rejoicing always.
第二个可以帮助我们做到常常喜乐的方法是
Walk in the power of the Holy Spirit.
走在圣灵的大能中。
When the Holy Spirit comes into our lives, he brings his joy to us.
当圣灵进入我们的生命当中的时候，他也同时也带来了喜乐。
One of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is joy.
圣灵的果子其中包含喜乐。
So you could say, Jesus, send your joy to me.
所以你可以向神祷告说，耶稣，求你来赐给我从你而来的喜乐。
And the third would be to sing.
第三个方式就是可以歌唱赞美。
To worship and praise God.
去敬拜赞美主。
What happens is when we worship, it touches our heart.
当我们敬拜的时候，你有没有曾经被神感动？
Our place in Christ is in our minds.
我们的在耶稣基督里的身份是我们的所思，我们的理性。
Our worship is in our heart.
我们的敬拜是来自于我们心灵诚实般的敬拜。
When these two get together, we rejoice always.
当我们这两个，我们的所想，我们的理性和我们的心能够一致的时候，那我们就能够做到常常的喜乐。
Many of you know my story of the depression that I went through many years ago.
可能你们当中大多数人都知道有关我的故事，在过去很多年前，我曾经有一段时间得了抑郁症。
It was about a 5-month depression.
大概这个抑郁症维持了五个月。
But one of the characteristics of those 5 months, I had no joy in my life.
那五个月抑郁期当中，我完全没有喜乐。
I couldn't smile. I had no hope. It was just darkness all around me.
我没有办法微笑，我没有到处都是充满的黑暗，都是忧郁。
And the way that I climbed out of that darkness was through these 3 points.
我是怎么走出抑郁的呢？就是刚才这三个要素。
My wife constantly reminded me of my place in Christ.
我太太凯西一直常常的提醒我，我在耶稣基督里的身份。
She would say to me, Scott, what are you thinking right now?
她会常常问说 ，Scott， 你现在想什么
？And I would tell her all these dark thoughts that I was useless and worthless.
所以我会诚实地告诉她，我现在脑子里所想的，我是多么无用，我是一事无成。
And she would say this.
她会这么说。
That's a lie.
她说那是一个谎言。
That's not true.
那不是真的。
And she would put me in the place of being in Christ.
所以她会提醒我说，我现在的身份地位是在基督耶稣里。
And I started to believe her.
然后我开始相信她。
And that led me out.
然后渐渐地带我走出那个抑郁的黑暗。
I also asked for the Holy Spirit to bring joy to my life.
我同时也祷告求圣灵将喜乐这个恩赐赐给我。
And he did.
圣灵做了这样的事，听了我的祷告。
And then I started to include worship and praise and put a song back into my life.
所以我后来也开始了，慢慢开始敬拜，开始敬拜，开始唱歌。
And as I started singing and praising and worshiping God, the joy came back.
当我唱歌的时候，当我敬拜的时候，当我赞美主的时候，喜乐就慢慢回来了。
I don't know where you are today.
我不知道今天大家处于什么样的境地。
But if you're not rejoicing always,
但如果你没有办法常常喜乐的话，
change your place,
改变你的境，改变你的处境。
Ask the Holy Spirit to come into your life.
祷告求圣灵将这样一个喜乐的一个心赐给你。
And start singing.
开始敬拜赞美主。
Our second instruction.
第二个第二个嘱咐。
Pray continually.
不住的祷告。
Now, does this mean that tomorrow, as you get on the train, Lord Jesus, oh, sorry, Lord Jesus, oh, sorry.
当你们明天在踏上火车的时候，你们会不会刚说一句"亲爱的主"，然后有阵颠簸，然后又是"亲爱的主"，又是一阵颠簸
？I don't think so.
我不这么认为。
Why not?
为什么呢
？Because Jesus didn't do that.
因为耶稣也没有这样说一分一秒都没有停的在这样祷告。
Actually, this word continually is a word that you would use with a persistent cough that you had.
这个不住这个词其实是一开始是用在一个干咳的人一个处境当中。
Now, even if you have a bad cough, you're not coughing 24 hours every minute of the day.
所以你干咳的时候，你不会说二十四小时每一分每一秒不间断的一直在咳。
So I'm understanding to pray continually means to pray fervently and persistently.
所以不住的祷告这里意思是指你要长长的祷告，坚持的祷告，一次祷告不够，第二次继续祷告。
Like the friend who came at midnight looking for a loaf of bread.
圣经当中有一段经文，有一个人夜里来敲门，想要一块面包。
Or the widow who kept bothering the judge for his ruling.
还有另外一个故事，就是一个寡妇，她不停的向这个当地的地方官一直有一个恳求，一个诉求。
But the content of our prayer should focus on the promises of God.
所以我们祷告的重心应该关注在神身上，他给我们的应许。
We've been given 7,487 promises in the Bible.
圣经当中有七千多条应许。
And our prayer can bring those promises into our life.
通过祷告，我们可以将那些应许真实的带入我们的生命当中。
If you only have three or four promises that you know,
如果你只知道其中三到四个应许，
you need to increase those numbers.
你需要去提高你所知道的应许。
You need to bring the promises of God that they infiltrate all of your life.
你需要将神的应许真实的来渗透到你的每天的生活当中。
So how can we pray continually?
所以怎么样才能做到不住的祷告呢？
First of all, know that you can't do life on your own.
所以第一点就是你要认识到，你要接受，你无法靠着自己过这一生。
You need to recognize you are totally dependent on God.
你需要完全的意识到，承认你需要完全的依靠神。
Now here's the default in my life.
这是我人生当中的一些默认。
I can make things happen.
我可以使一些事情发生。
So when I have a problem, guess what I do?
所以当我遇到困难的时候，你们猜我会怎么做？
I solve that problem.
我解决那个问题。
Right then and there. Right away, I immediately solve the problem.
然后立刻解决那个问题。
My wife would tell me, "Honey, I have this problem."
我太太会跟我做的方式不太一样。她说亲爱的，我有这样一个问题。
For the first 20 years of my life, I said, okay, I can solve that.
在我人生的前二十年当中，我会说我可以解决问题。
Then she said, I don't want you to solve the problem. I just want you to listen.
所以她太太会说，我并不需要你来解决问题，我需要的是你来聆听我的问题。
But that's my default. I'm a problem solver.
所以我的一个本相，我的一个本性就是想要去解决问题。
But I would not pray.
我在那样的情况下，我不会祷告。
Now that I'm getting older, I realize I need to pray first.
当我现在年纪越来越大的时候，我意识到当我遇到问题的时候，我第一件做的是 在我想去解决问题之前，我先来祷告。
And in recent years of my life, I pray about everything.
现在我几乎遇到每一件事，我为每一件事祷告。
As I was driving here today, I was praying about today.
当我今天来开车来到这个教会的时候，我在车上祷告。
If you come to my house, you will be prayed for before you come into my house.
如果你来我家做客的话，我在你来之前，我一定为你祷告。
I took a bike ride on Friday. We prayed before the bike ride.
如果我们在周五有聚会有查经的话，我会为周五的这样的一个提前祷告。
We prayed today before church.
我们会在教会前面祷告。
We pray for our meals.
我们会为桌上的饮食来感恩祷告。
I'm learning to pray about everything.
我在学习为所有的一切大大小小的事情来祷告。
That's how you pray continually.
那就是不住的祷告的意思。
Send up short prayers.
向上说出简短的祷告。
I mean, 10 seconds long.
祷告不需要很长，大概10秒就可以。
Lord, I'm going into this meeting today. I need your wisdom and strength.
比如说，你进去开会之前，你可能就花5秒钟、10秒钟说，主啊，我要进去开会了，求你赐给我足够从你而来的智慧。
I was at church today and someone said, my husband's sick. He's not feeling well. He won't be here.
当我今天早上去教会的时候，有一个会众跟我说我的丈夫病了，他不能来到教会。
Guess what I did?
猜猜我做了什么？
I said, let's pray right now.
然后我就对他说，现在就让我们来一起祷告。
Short prayer.
所以就简短的祷告。
Spend time in God's word and prayer each morning.
每早晨花时间来读神的话语和祷告词。
Before you go out into the world, spend time with the Lord.
当你开始一天的生活与人相处之前，先来跟神相处。
And then use the prayers of others.
第四点就是借鉴别人的祷告。
You realize that every devout Jew had a tremendous prayer agenda every day.
如果你认识一些虔诚的犹太人的话，你会知道他们有一天会祷告非常多的次数。
The Jews start and end each day by praying the Shema.
他们每天通过这样的一个示马祷文来开始他们的一天。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
他们一定会说感谢主，主是最好的。
Then they pray 18 benedictions in the morning and evening.
然后在早晚各一次，他们会有这样的18个祝祷。
And during the day, they pray 100 blessings on God.
在一天当中，他们会说出神的100个祝福。
That's why they pray continually.
那就是他们所做的不住的祷告。
So I think it's important for us to have some way of praying these prayers that help us.
所以我们可以借鉴他们的样子，可以去学习，在学习祷告中来学习。
My wife and I use this book. It's by John Bailey. It's called The Diary of Private Prayer.
我和我太太现在在用这本书叫四祷日心来学习祷告。
There's a prayer for the morning.
其中有一段是早上的时候的祷文。
And there's a prayer for the evening.
也有晚上的祷文。
And my wife and I pray those prayers in the morning and the evening.
所以我和我太太一起用其中的祷文来在早晨、晚上各祷告一次。
It unites our hearts together.
它这些祷文能够把我们的心连接在一起。
It focuses on where we want to go that day.
他能够这些祷文能够引导我们去到合神心意的道路上去。
I would also encourage you to pray together as a church.
我也会鼓励大家聚在一起为这个教会来祷告。
We are going to pray every day of Advent to prepare our hearts for Christmas.
在圣诞节快要来临，还有一个多月的时间，我们有这样的一个基督降临节，我们可以为这基督降临节开始这样的一个祷告日程。
So you'll see, you know, on Sunday we will all pray this prayer, and each day of the week has a special passage that we will pray.
所以大家可以看见这张纸上，它写着在这个基督降临节的这一个月，圣诞节来之前的一个月当中，我们有一些安排每一周每个星期天为一些特殊的经文来祷告。
So maybe someone from this church can put this together with your scripture passages or the things that you want to pray for and unite your church together.
所以这个教会你们也可以试着做相同的事情，把这些经文放在一起，也将你们为这个教会特别的事项放在一起，来为这个教会祷告。
We're also asking God to bring 5 people to our church that we can lead to him.
我们也祷告神能够带每周带5个新人来到这个教会。
So we're praying for the harvest.
所以我们为这样的一个基督降临节，这样圣诞节真正的含义来祷告。
So our first instruction is rejoice always.
所以第一个嘱咐是要常常喜乐。
The second is to pray continually.
第二个是不住的祷告。
And our third instruction is to give thanks in all circumstances.
第三个嘱咐是凡事谢恩。
Do you know the difference between in and for?
大家知道在和因，在什么情况当中祷告和因什么祷告之间的差别吗？
If you say thanks for all circumstances, you're saying, oh, thank you that I have this tremendous problem.
如果你说因为什么事情而感谢献上感恩，那是因为那个境遇，那个情境，那个处境。
But if we say thanks in the process,
如果我们说在那个处境当中来献上感恩，
we're saying this is not a desirable thing, but it's producing a desirable outcome.
当我们用说在这样的处境当中来感恩的时候，我们并不是为那个处境不好的困难的处境而感恩，我们感恩的是在这个处境之后将要带来的那样的一个果实。
So we're going to have gratitude in the problem, not for the problem.
所以我们需要有一颗感恩的心，是在无论怎样的处境当中有一颗感恩的心。
And we're also not going to wait until we feel like giving thanks.
我们更没有办法说等到我们感觉上有值得感恩的事情我们才来感恩。
When God takes us through hard trials, we don't necessarily feel thankful.
当神带领我们经历人生的高高低低各样的试炼的时候，我们可能在那样的处境当中常常不觉得值得感恩。
But by faith we can say, Lord, I don't understand, but I trust you.
但因为我们有这样的信仰，我们可以向神说，主啊，虽然我不明白为什么我现在在这样的困难的处境当中，但是因为我相信你，相信你美好的旨意，所以我献上感恩。
See, the world tells us a lie.
所以来自世界有一些谎言。
The world says that we can only be grateful when we have perfect health.
所以世界上的谎言是说，只有当我们有完美的健康，非常健康的时候，我们才能来感恩。
The perfect job.
我们有完美的工作的时候我们才能感恩。
The perfect kids.
我们有完美的孩子的时候才能感恩。
And the perfect pastor.
然后有完美的牧师我们才能感恩。
And those don't exist.
那些根本就不存在。
So we're going to give thanks even if those things are somewhat messed up.
所以我们即使在不好的困难的挫折当中我们也要献上感恩。
This is where the gospel changes everything.
这就是福音如何来改变一切。
Because of the gospel, we know that God loves us.
因为这个福音，这个大好的消息，我们知道神爱我。
Even when I was an enemy of God, He died for me.
即使我还在做神的敌人的时候，他就爱我了。
Even when I mess up and make huge mistakes, He still loves me.
即使我犯了很大的错，我搞砸了一切，他还是爱我。
That gives me a grateful heart.
那个就给了我一颗感恩的心。
The cross also shows me that God's in control.
十字架也告诉我神在掌管。
You know, people look at the cross and they say, oh, the cross was a mistake.
当人们看到这个十字架的时候，有人会说十字架是一个错误。
There was an author, he was actually in New Canaan a few years ago. His name was Reza Aslan.
有个作家其实就住在我们附近新加南那个地方。
He wrote a book called Jesus the Zealot.
I'm sorry.
Jesus the Zealot. Just the title of a book. You don't have to translate that.
Okay.
But in that book, do we want to translate that? We're good. In that book, he said that Jesus got caught up in a political situation and ended up on the cross by mistake.
所以在那本书里，这个作者他写到说，耶稣上十字架是一个错误的，是一个意想不到的事情。
No, 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 not even close to what the Bible teaches.
那他所写的就完全错失了神的本意。
The Bible teaches that the cross was God's plan from before the beginning of the earth.
圣经当中神的旨意是在远远在这个世界创造之前，他就已经预定好了，计划好了，要让耶稣上十字架。
God was in control at every moment of the cross.
神在掌权，神在掌管有关十字架的一切。
It was His plan to save the world.
这是他的计划，要拯救世界。
Which leads me to say that God is wiser than me.
所以这让我相信，意识到神的智慧高过我的智慧。
I would never have devised a plan like that.
我肯定不会有这样的智慧，会想到这样一招。
And so even though I don't understand the wisdom of God, I trust the goodness of God.
所以即使我不明白神的智慧是怎样的，为什么会有这样的计划，但是我仍然信靠他。
So in the middle of circumstances that just seem to overwhelm me, I can say, I trust you.
所以当我们在困难当中，在挫折当中，可能甚至那个困难快要把我们压垮的时候，我们不明白的时候，我们也要说，我们主啊，我们信靠你。
I give thanks to you.
我谢谢你给我这样的处境。
Anyone hear of this man, Sean Acor? Acor.
有在座有人认识这个先生吗
？He was up at Harvard for 12 years.
他在哈佛有大概待了12年。
He wrote a book called The Happiness Advantage.
他写了一本书叫幸福的长处。
And right now, he is the number one source of studies of happiness in our culture.
所以他大概是目前在追寻幸福奥秘的这个领域当中的第一个头牌。
And he has traveled to 45 different countries studying happiness across this globe.
他大概已经去到了全世界45个国家，他在做不同国家人群当中有关幸福，如何人们才会感到幸福。
And he says we have the wrong happiness formula.
他想要提出一个怎么样能够达到幸福的一个公式。
He said the formula for happiness in our world is work hard, be successful, become happy.
所以他提出的这公式就是努力工作，成功，Where's the last one?
Work hard, be successful, and then become happy.
然后第三个就是要快乐幸福。
And he said, "What happens is that once you reach a goal, then you set a new goal."
当你达到一个目标的时候，你就可以打勾，然后你就觉得自己很成功。
So happiness is always something just a little bit farther out there.
所以幸福就是比自己达到的目标稍微再远一点。
So we never reach happiness.
所以我们永远都达不到这样的一个幸福感。
He was at Harvard for 12. Do you not realize 80% of the students at Harvard go through a severe depression before they graduate?
所以在他在哈佛待这十二年当中，大概有80%的学生，有这样的一个抑郁的倾向。
The most privileged students in the United States suffer from depression.
所以，他们大概是全世界全美大概最优秀的这些学生。
What he devised is a strategy for getting happiness, and it's locating happiness in the present.
所以，当他的这样的一个去追求幸福的这个策略是，专注在当下，专注在处境当中的时候。
He actually says that you can rewire your brain to become happy.
所以他说，你可以控制你的理性，让你自己变得快乐。
And he says, when you're happy, you will perform significantly better.
所以他说，当你感觉到幸福快乐的时候，你的大概效率、工作各个方面会更加成功，更加有效。
Your intelligence will rise.
所以你是在那个智能的一个状态。
Your creativity will rise.
你的创造性会增加。
Your energy levels will rise.
你的这样的一个能量也会增加。
They have proven that a happy brain is 31% more productive.
他们证实了、一个、开心的一个幸福的一个大脑比、相比之下一个不开心的大脑可能有、超过31%的、百分比的这样的一个 效率更高。
People that are in sales become 37% better at selling.
所以这样的有一个、幸福感的头脑在这个销售行业当中会让人会提高业绩大概有37%的增幅。
And doctors are 19% faster and more accurate in their diagnosis.
医生会有、在诊断病情上会有90%的提高。
So only go to a doctor that smiles.
所以你们去找医生的时候记得只去找那些脸上有微笑的医生。
That's a joke.
那是一个玩笑。
But here's his formula on how you can train your brain.
所以这就是他的公式，下面这个就是他的公式，如何你能够训练，能够去主宰你的大脑。
For 2 minutes a day, for 21 days, sit quietly.
21天，每天2分钟，安静的坐在那里。
And write down 3 things that you're thankful for that day.
每天写下3件你可以感恩的事情。
Journal 1 positive experience that you've had in the past 24 hours.
在过去的24小时当中，你遇到什么感恩的事情？写一个短短的日记。
Meditate for several minutes.
默想几分钟。
And then commit to showing 1 act of kindness each day.
然后你要委身，你要愿意去坚持每天做一件善行。
Now you could take his whole summary and summarize it in 1 sentence.
所以你可以把他这些所有的、研究的结果用一个字来表示。
Rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances.
要常常的喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
The Apostle Paul had him beat by 2,000 years.
这些奥秘在保罗2000年前就已经告诉我们了。
So I'd like to end where we started up today with our children's rhyme.
所以我今天、会以一个、当时在儿童信息当中也提到的一个、情节来结束今天的讲道。
And I'd like you guys to help me focus on this one more time.
所以大家再次的来专注在这个甜甜圈上。
As you go through life, make this your goal.
当你经历人生的时候，把你的人生目标设置成下面这样。
Look at the donut.
专注在甜甜圈上。
And not the hole.
而不是中间的这样的一个空洞、遗憾或者缺失。
It's so easy for us to focus on the whole.
我们人太容易就是把、焦点专注在中间这个空洞、这个遗憾、缺失上面。
When God has given us multiple donuts.
当神给我们、无比的、无比多的这样的一个甜甜圈、无比多的好的事情的时候。
I know this is pushing the levels of your.Comfort here.
所以我想这个建议可能会、让你需要你们走出舒适区。
But I'd like us to take just a few moments to thank God for the donuts.
所以我希望大家都能花几分钟时间为、神放在我们当中美好的事情，好像甜甜圈这样美好的事情来感恩。
Would you be brave enough and courageous enough to make a public declaration of what you're thankful for?
大家有没有勇气，有没有胆量可以、为、将你所感恩的事情能够在大众面前，在别人面前能够宣告出来。
And it's very simple, I'd just like it to be 1 sentence.
这个非常简单，用一句话就可以。
Thank you God for.
感谢、神啊，谢谢你。
So I'm asking if you would be courageous enough, would you stand? And we will just have youThank God. This is not thank anybody here. This is thanking God.
如果大家有足够的勇气和胆量的时候，我邀请大家一起站立起来。
For His blessings in our lives.
来感谢神放在我们生命当中的、大大小小的无数的恩典。
Who will be first?
谁想做这第一个
？You could say it in Chinese too.
你可以用中文说。 谢谢。
Yes.
Thank you, God, for my dear friends who lead me to learn more about God again. And thank you, God, for my health, my family, and my dear friends.
Beautiful.
Thank you, God, for Pastor Scott's donor.
Amen. Amen. Wonderful. Don't be shy.
Thank you, God, for bringing my whole family to this church.
Wonderful. Amen. If you want to translate any of this, that's good too.
Yeah.
Okay.
我从最后一个翻译啊，玲玲姐刚说啊，为啊这个教会献上感恩。刚纪念说谢谢神把他朋友带到这个教会来，他朋友刚刚说谢谢有这样的一个好朋友让他带他来到教会更多的认识神。刚才那个坐在后面的姐妹说谢谢，感谢主，谢谢神。无论他是在疾病当中还是健康当中，神都一路保守。还有他现在正在他女儿正在青少年时期每天可能会有很多的要求，或者是这样的一个要求诉求，这样的一个讨论这样的一个 bargain， 这样的一个怎么说讨价还价。所以他每天都恳求神能赐他智慧，知道如何去抚养一个合神心意的一个女儿，如何在其中学习为人父母。刚刚Joe 说感谢神斯高牧师带来这样的一个甜甜圈的信息。
I would love to hear Mandarin praise that gets translated into English.
She says hardship is a disguise of blessings.
Yes. One or two more. Any young people?
有没有我们当中年轻人？我再等两个。
Thank you.
Thank God for knowing him.Thank God for bringing brothers and sisters in Christ to my life. It's really important to me.
Wonderful. Yes.
Thank you, God, for
感谢神将这样一个甜甜圈像甜甜圈一样美好的很多事情带到我的生命当中，也为甜甜圈当中的空洞、这些遗憾、这些缺失、这些挫折来感谢，因为这些挫折会让我的品格更像耶稣基督。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, our hearts are filled with gratitude at all the blessings you've given to us.
主啊，我们的心充满感恩，因为你在我们生命当中放下的无数的美好。
Help us to always focus on the gift.
帮助我们一直专注在你所给的赏赐上面。
On you, the giver.
因为你是赏赐者。
And to have hearts that are continually giving thanks in all circumstances.
赐给我们一颗感恩的心，无论我们在怎样的处境下，都能够向你献上感恩。
I pray your blessing on every Thanksgiving meal this Thursday.
我为在座的每一位，为即将来临的周四的感恩节献上感恩。
And as we gather together as families and friends.
当我们以一个家庭，好像一个家庭一样聚集在一起的时候，献上赞美的时候。
We would pause and say thank you, Lord.
我们会停下来对神说，主啊，谢谢你。
In His name we pray this.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.